Oh, yeah. By the way, my hair fell out. Okay, I'm off a lot of blood pressure meds. I sleep better. I have more energy. I can play with my children. My eczema is better. My arthritis is better, and I'm happier. But my fucking hair fell out. I've always had great hair. Even when I was a fat fuck, people dug my hair. Men, women, and children would ask to run their hands through my hair. The color wasn't real. I dyed it so it was kind of Wayne Newton black, but it really grew out of my head. I was in my late 50s, and my hairline ran right straight across the front of my forehead. After a day in the wind, you couldn't get a comb through it. My hair was thick, plentiful, and long, hanging down my back, curling on my shoulders. I was able to bang 10 inches to locks of love and still have enough hanging to be sexy. Well, I lost 100 pounds, and all of a sudden, I get a comb through my hair. It was getting easier to comb and brush. Maybe losing 100 pounds made me stronger. Hair and makeup took less time, and the big squirrel tail hanging down my back was more subdued. My manager, Glenn, was the first to tell me I was losing my fucking hair. I was in denial. I told him, no way. I asked my wife. Yep, you've lost a lot of your hair. I asked my hairdresser. Yep, you lost a lot of hair when you started losing weight. I asked our hair and makeup person. Yep, it's a lot thinner. I was losing my hair. So I asked Cray Ray, am I losing my fucking hair? Yeah, you lose a lot of hair with rapid weight loss. He hadn't billboarded that to me. He was pretty casual about it. He said it would come back if I hit my target weight and increase my calories. There was just something that happened on extreme low-calorie diets. I'm not sure my hair will come back, and I'm not sure all my hair loss is just due to extreme low-calorie diet. It might also be the invisible hairy hand making an age market correction. I have been on minoxidil for my blood pressure, which is the same drug that's used to fight hair loss. I was on a massive dose, 75 milligrams every morning, and the same at night. I've been taking 150 milligrams a day. There isn't much information on what oral, as opposed to topical, minoxidil does for hair, but I was on it for years. I didn't notice the hair loss from the low-calorie diet at all, really, but others noticed it after I was off the minoxidil. So I don't know. I just don't know. Now that I'm eating a shit ton of calories, maybe my hair will come back. But it's not likely I'll go back on minoxidil, so it might not come back. I'm okay with that, but that's my personality. I tend to accept things pretty quickly. I know a lot of men freak out when their hair starts going away. My dad had hair right up until he died at almost 90, but it did thin out. I think I like my hair being thinner. It's easier to brush and comb. I think it looks okay. I went from a squirrel tail in the back to wearing my hair in a man bun like some sort of aging Brooklyn hipster. I used to wear my hair down for the pre-show while I played bass and after the show while taking pictures, but now I just keep it up. It's part of my new look. My new look is recently divorced English professor. I think that's what I'm going for. And man bun with thinning hair, always tied back, seems better. But I'm trying to tell the truth in this book, at least until it gets in the way of the story. So I had to say that either the diet or coming off minoxidil certainly made my hair thinner. So now you know that.